Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Live aboard! Woo! We are in the Turks and Caicos, which would make sense since we're on that boat, right? And we are on here with a bunch of my close personal friends. To my right, as you can plainly see, Mermaid Lizzie and Tiffany are on board for their first live aboard experience. So far, so good, Lizzie?
So far, so great.
Tiffany?
Spectacular.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be the case. You know, we have the Scuba Cowboy with us as well. He's over there. Give a little shout out there, pup.
Right on.
He's there, see? And he's going to be playing some music for us on the boat. He's been doing that already. We're about halfway through our live aboard experience, and we got to thank Explorer Ventures for making it all possible. Clay McArdle is with me. He's standing to my left. He's the one in the mermaid tail. The other girls are off tonight, right? And as we record the show, is that how it is, Clay?
It's amazing that everybody's still here, really.
Yes, well, they have no place to go. It's either they have to put up with us, and these pictures are burned into their memory, whether they like it or not, and their choice is to jump overboard and swim back to shore. So I think we have a captive audience. They have to put up with this.
You know, that's the best way to have a party. People don't have to drive. People can't leave. And, really, they're forced to be what we like to think of themselves, really. So
yeah, and one of the nice things that Explorer Ventures does is they provide alcohol. As part of the package price on your live aboard experience, right?
Yeah, that was a mistake we made a long time ago. We sort of kept with it over the years.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, raise them up. We'll make this a SHOT Show. We're recording the show here on the boat of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard, and it's time for our first shot of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise SHOT Show. Ready? Raise them up. Let's go. Up. Drink it down. All right, there you go. All right, we'll see how this holds up. This isn't going to last very long, I can tell already. This crew has been diving nonstop, having the time of their life. Now, Lizzie, what have you seen so far here on this live aboard experience that has caught your eye and you said, oh my God, this is awesome?
Well, we've seen definitely a lot of sharks, and I don't know how awesome it was as scary, but it's been pretty
scary? Cool. What do you mean scary?
They're big.
Big sharks, but friendly sharks. They like to come in and check us out, which is good. We've had you in the mermaid tail for the first time underwater, and the sharks seem to take notice as well as everybody else on the boat.
That's true. Something I wasn't aware of until I put my mask back on. But
yes, but it was a good experience. It was good for the crew. You guys like having the mermaids on board, right? Everyone's happy with that? Dan and Betty Orr are with us as well. We're going to talk to them in just a bit. They have been nice enough to join us on this cruise. Basically, they're like our onboard insurance agents, in case anything happens. Clay would know this.
Yeah, they're our onboard insurance agents, chaperones, really, if you will.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, they've been telling me what I can do and what I can't do all week, so that's excellent.
It just goes with the territory when you bring a crew like us on board, right?
Exactly.
Yes, you bring this combination of folk on board. You need to bring some reinforcements. So we brought Dan from Dan, and so we have him here. Now, some of the other folks on board have booked their trip to join us. Others We have some winners that won from the consumer dive shows across the country in Chicago, New Jersey, and Long Beach, California. Carmel is on board. She was the you're the sister of one of our winners. Is that right?
That's true.
And that was Matt.
That was Matt Wills. There's two Matts.
There's two Matts. Matt Wills. So he won in Chicago, and he was nice enough to bring you along.
Yes, that's true.
You hesitated.
He's so lucky.
He's so lucky, exactly. But I'm usually, you know, brother and sister thing, it's kind of like, you know, no way. I would never bring
him. Yeah, no,
He's cool. You guys get along.
Almost as cool as me.
Almost as cool. So what have you seen on this trip? This is a new kind of thing for you, too,
well,
wasn't it?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure if you'll believe this, but I actually saw two mermaids.
Two, yeah.
Unbelievable creatures. Yes, I couldn't believe it myself, and some of the others said they didn't see it, but I definitely did. I saw
You got
two.
A picture, though, didn't you?
Oh, of course I got a picture, and I also saw some little baby, a baby turtle, and I also saw a shark barracuda. Face off.
A shark barracuda, it was like a cage match type of thing.
It was really crazy, but some of the divers here got in between and separated them.
Really?
Yeah, and they stopped the fight.
They stopped it. We don't know who would have won that fight.
I don't know who would have won. No, I'm sorry.
That's no fair. All right, well, we still got a few more days left. Maybe we'll find out.
We do. Maybe
we can restage this.
Yeah,
we can bring them back together.
Yeah. Exactly.
You think?
Yes.
Okay. So you're liking this live aboard experience, new thing for you too?
Love it. It could be a tad bit addicting.
How so?
I'm just afraid my next vacation might have to be one of these.
Now, I noticed Carmel, which, by the way, cool name.
Thank you.
You named after the little tasty treat there. That's kind of nice.
Well, more of the mountain.
Okay, fair enough. But I noticed you've been scoping out places on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard to kind of stow away for next week. Like these little cubbies.
I found the perfect spot. There's a secret liquor cabinet.
Yeah. Figure that would do you for about a day or so while they're transitioning crews and maybe try to see if you can fit into the next week's group.
Yes, and it has multicolored Christmas lights in there, air conditioning, and lots of liquor.
Well, she seems to know the spot well. And are you willing to share this location with anyone else?
Sure.
Okay, it just depends. Yeah. Okay, if you are willing to have a cocktail with her, she may have you along. You may just stay along for another week or two.
I would love that.
Okay, well, we'll see if that pans out. All right, so we got a lot of folks to talk to. The winners from these different dive shows, some of the crew that we got to talk to as well. And then, I don't know, we might have a few fish tales to share. There's been some interesting experiences already. I had a little incident or issue or experience with a lobster and an earth shark today that I had never seen before, which was kind of cool.
Are you going to tell everyone about it?
Well, okay, I'll tell the story. This nurse shark.
All right.
This lobster was under the coral head, right? And this nurse shark was going in like, I want to eat you.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You sound so enthralled there, Carmel.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
So, but they were like, I look under the ledge and I see them like, they're like kissing or something.
Oh,
and
I'm like Romeo and Juliet.
They're drilling for oil or something. I don't know what the heck is going on.
Offshore drilling?
Offshore drilling. Okay. Or attempting interspecies, intertwining thing. Wow. At first I thought the nurse shark was going after the lobster to eat it. But lo and behold, the lobster came out from under the coral head, and next thing you know, they're kind of frolicking together.
Wow.
It's like, what's going on there?
Was the scuba cowboy singing to them as they danced and frolicked?
I don't know if he was serenading those two critters or what, but maybe, you know, there could be a song, the nurse shark and the lobster, I don't know. But I was expecting to see a Discovery Channel moment when that lobster came out there, but it didn't happen. No, you talk when I put the microphone in front of you. But that's okay. That's fine. Yeah, she was like speechless there for a second. But it happens. That's okay. So we have little anecdotes like that to share. Mermaid sightings have been seen by plenty. We had the scuba cowboy underwater for the first time with a guitar. That was a first.
That was awesome. Yes.
That was a little different, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realize he could do that. Well, he actually can breathe and sing and play the guitar underwater.
At least once, because when he came up, the guitar, it didn't make it. You hear what I'm saying?
But he made it.
He made it. The Scuba Cowboy is with us, and he is going to, I think he has a few stories he's willing to share. All right, do you, pup?
Always.
Always. He maybe a little inspiration. Maybe the lobster and the nurse shark. Antidote that might inspire a new scuba song, you think?
I think it already has.
Which one?
Pup wrote it.
Okay.
He said something about having a song about it in his head.
Yeah, it just kind of comes out, and it just comes to him. He's inspired by these little experiences that we have on the liveaboard.
Pup, would you like to come over here and share with everybody?
She's like, please, let me out of here. I can't stand this guy. It's time for another drink. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's easy. She's easy. She's getting into the whole liveaboard experience thing. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
We are back on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Yeah, they're getting fired up. It's in the evening. We're recording the show right now on the deck, on the top, on the flybridge of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard vessel here in the middle of Turks and Caicos. We're anchored right off of French Key, by the way. The conditions have been incredible this week. As I've said leading up to this adventure, for some time, this is the best time of year to dive in the Caribbean and the Turks and Caicos especially. Being this is like my sixth time doing this trip, I kind of knew what to experience, but I got to tell you, the conditions have even exceeded my expectations as far as flat calm seas and crystal clear water, we are having a ball. And so we're going to get some of these experiences from the other folks on board that haven't seen this before. One of them is sitting next to me right now because Carmel has got up and left. She couldn't stand being around me anymore, and who could blame her, you know? And it's a big boat, so she had a place to get away. She, actually, I think she's hiding in that that alcohol bin that she mentioned earlier. She thought she'd get a head start and stow away for next week's cruise. So we've put Austin in the hot seat right now. Austin is Dennis from Lake Minnetonka's son. And Austin's been a fan of the show for some time, and Dennis was nice enough to bring you along, right, Austin?
Yes.
13 years old, right?
Correct.
So you're seeing a lot of things that a 13-year-old should not see, you know, but despite that, it's been a good experience so far, right?
Yes.
And what have you seen that has caught your eye? So, I mean, you just came up from your night dive, and I know you were a little bit, you had a little issue with the sharks, too. What's going on there?
Yeah, I came up, I was just looking at this coral head, and I went to go look off into the abyss, and there was a big reef shark there, so I kind of almost spit out my reg.
Almost spit out your reg, and you heard that song, da-dum, da-dum, but it was your heartbeat?
Yes.
And you realized, like, it was just you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but you know, that kind of ties in, though, with the whole Halloween theme. We're in October, so that's okay to be a little spooked on your night dive, right?
We can put it that way.
Okay, you can put it that way. So I mean, there's a lot of women around here, so you don't want to look kind of less manly, but I'm just saying, did you kind of, you know...
Yes, I did freak out.
Oh, okay, you freaked out. You just... okay, all right. So the sharks... I mean, you just... did you shark ninja them? Did you...
I tried that the other day, but it really didn't work.
Yeah, Lynn, one of the dive masters on board, or dive instructors that are guiding, she's looking at me right now. Don't you even think about putting me on the radio. But she had a shark ninja technique that was new to even me, that when you see these sharks, you can, like, strike a pose, and they will magically disappear or back off. Did you even try this?
Yes, I did. It didn't work.
It didn't work. Not at all.
No, it didn't work.
But that's okay, because you were taking pictures. You wanted the sharks to be close, didn't you?
Exactly.
But why were you saying that so you weren't scared of them? You were just saying that for effect.
I wasn't scared.
I'm trying to help you out here, Austin. Work with me.
I was alarmed.
Alarmed, okay, because they were just so big, or what?
It was just out of nowhere.
They just kind of snuck up on you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what sharks do. They're just checking you out, and, you know, that's a good thing.
Wanted to eat me, but, yeah.
They wanted to eat you. Well, you know, they didn't eat you. You survived. You had a good time, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right, and got some great pictures?
Yes.
What else did you see on the night dive? Any octopus on this one?
No, but I did see an eel.
Saw an eel. Okay. So a little bit of everything. Good conditions. This is all new to you, right?
Yeah.
You're a relatively new diver on top of everything else, right?
Yeah. What was it? Yesterday, I, like, totaled my lifetime dives.
Totaled them, and they were how many?
Well, before the trip, I had, like, 11 log dives. And now I have, like, 24, so...
Oh, okay, so you've eclipsed them by, you've doubled your logbook already.
Yes.
In one trip.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. That's awesome. So, is there anything else you want to see this week or experience?
Well, I would like to see a mermaid or a whale shark giving birth to baby sea turtles.
Okay, so your expectations aren't very high. We've got that out of the way. but that could have to do with Lynn again. She has these stories, like shark ninja stories and whale sharks giving birth to turtles and things like that. She said to keep a lookout for those kind of things, right?
Yeah.
So she's like set these expectations quite high for us divers.
I'd say that, yes.
Yeah, but you're still you're happy. Is this something you would do again without your dad looking over your shoulder and that kind of thing, or what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, come on, Dad. Come on over here. Let's find out if he's now regretting the fact that he brought his son on board. What do you think, Dennis?
No, I can't say I regret it. I think it's been just an amazing experience to be able to share with my son. Kind of wish I could have the whole family with, but it's just incredible watching all of this new adventure for both of us, and also see it through his eyes has been just incredible.
Nice. Now, this compares to the diving in Lake Minnetonka. How?
Not at all.
Not at all. You can go in a t-shirt and board shorts, he says. Yes.
No dry suits required here.
Yeah, t-shirts and board shorts aren't even required here, actually.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, well, he's 13, and we don't really want him to, you know, jumpstart into puberty that much, do we?
No, not at all.
Yeah. The mermaids will do enough, I think, even with clothes on, I'm guessing, right?
I'm sure he's seen more now than he probably should have.
Okay, and we'll just leave it at that. I swear we've had no wardrobe malfunctions that I'm aware of yet.
Not at all.
Okay, all right. So what do you think, Dennis? Your expectations for this trip so far, have they lived up to them, exceeded them, surprised, or what?
I think they've more than exceeded any expectations I could have had. I mean, I've been a listener of this show for a long time. I've heard you talk about this trip. I've talked to Clay in person, and I still had no idea until I got on this boat how incredible this experience is. I mean, you're weighted on hand and foot. It's princess diving, if I can quote Carmel. Everything you want, it's handed to you. The dive masters are there when you get in the water, when you get out of the water. They're guiding you right to the sites, pointing things out. The boat's parked right over the dive sites. It's just the most amazing, relaxing diving I've ever had.
It is. You get spoiled on this boat. In Explorer Adventures, on any of their itineraries, it's like this. You know that, right?
That's what I've been told, and now I'm finally experiencing it. And it doesn't even end when we get out of the water. You come out and stand, or the captain, somebody's there with a snack. Their lunch is ready. It's just amazing. The food is incredible. The service is amazing. The ship is just spectacular.
Yes, you're guaranteed to see some great stuff underwater. Pretty much guaranteed to put on about 5 pounds, thanks to Stan, the chef, who's on board once again. Give it up for Stan! That was a good burp, trust me. We got mermaids, we got music, and more next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
In the Turks and Caicos on the Explorer 2 Liveaboard, or Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, anchored off the coast of French Key. Greg the Dive Master and friends.
Woo!
Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and Lizzie. We'll talk to them as well. What are you putting your hands in your face there, Lizzie? What's going on?
I'm fine. I was just covering my eyes.
Yeah, she's a little tired. She's been diving like crazy. It's easy to get wound down, and it's late in the evening right now when we're recording the show. But that's a good time to do it after everybody's done with their diving of the day, and they're kicking back with a cocktail or two. Now, Scott's been nice enough to bring some kind of tequila-type product that has caffeine injected into it, which is usually a lethal combination.
What is it?
It's Coffee Patron.
Okay, well, fair enough. Okay, that works. But Scott, you are from where?
I'm from Rolling Meadows, just outside Chicago.
Okay, and so you came on this trip first time, live aboard for you?
First time live aboard. I've never dove more than 4 times in a day, and I thought I was lucky when I got to do that in the Great Lakes, because I only get to do that maybe once a year.
Yeah, and you've done 5 on this one, right?
No, I've done 20 so far, actually.
20 dives total, but you...
More in the last 4 days than I have the rest of the year.
Well, there you go, and that's a good thing. You're not complaining.
Though I felt a little like home this evening, because I felt my first thermocline.
You felt your first
thermocline?
Really?
I was having 2 or 3, so.
And there, the thermoclines here, I mean, actually, I hit one where it got warmer.
Yeah, I did that, too. I was a little worried about that one.
Yes, exactly. That could have been one of those type, if you know what I mean. You got to watch what you're doing when you're swimming behind Mermaid Tiffany. You hear what I'm saying? She has a small bladder. Anyway, okay. Really? I said it. Yes. Just take it there, woman. All right. So, Scott, this is a new thing for you.
Yes. I didn't plan to do it for another 2 years, so I had to scramble and get some things together.
You just can't say enough about it.
No, it's fantastic. And I got to try fluorescent photography for the first time. It needs some tweaking, but that's where you make the coral glow with black light.
He did that on his night dive. And so, you know, these are the kind of things you can experience on a liveaboard and kind of sink your teeth into, so to speak. All right, more coming up. We got a Dan tip, and then we're going to have Dan from Dan. Yeah, we got him on board. He's coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater,
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan, good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Those are words to live by. And on the trip this week on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, we also have the folks from Dan. We have the Dan from Dan. Dan Orr and his wife Betty are on Scuba Radio with us right now. Actually, Dan's my dive buddy.
That's right.
But before we talk about our experiences, we got to talk to Betty. Because I don't know if I've ever actually had you on the show before, Betty. Have I?
That's because I can't really talk.
What do you mean? You talk all the time. You and Bill are like kindred spirits. And Bill's not here. He said make sure you tell Dan and Betty I said hi when you guys are on the water there in the Turks and Caicos having the time of your life. And I'm back home locked in my little 10x10 room with no windows. He wanted us to think of him, basically in the sense that, Bill, glad we're not you. You hear what I'm saying?
I do, but we miss Bill, and we're sorry he didn't.
Well, you do.
The IRS.
I don't necessarily miss him.
He's in that room right now, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Bill's
all right.
Out.
Yeah. At least he could be in that room with Carmel, with all the liquor and the Christmas lights and everything else.
That would be a dangerous combination. Very sticky. That candy, it sticks. Anyway,
I'm thinking there's algae and brown fish in there too. That's what I've heard.
We heard about that last night. Yes.
Yeah. There's another story we have to talk to Carmel about, evidently, which I'm not sure if we're allowed to share that on the air or not, but there's brown trout or something. I don't know what the heck is going on, but it's a colorful and, story at the bare minimum for sure. Now, so Betty, let's just state for the record what you do there at Dan just a little bit.
Well, we really try not to talk about that because then they might discover that I don't really do as much as I should there at Dan.
You do plenty. I know. And when she comes on these trips, she actually keeps Dan in line, and she takes some amazing pictures. We get pictures of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise because of Betty's topside shots that I never get on any other trips, and I got to thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. And actually, I do the insurance there at Diver.
You said doo-doo.
Oh, and, no. I'm so sorry.
I can't say that on the radio.
No, really. Betty, I expected a little bit more out of you than that.
Me.
Yeah, that's okay. It wouldn't be the first time. But all right. Well, she's here along to keep Dan in line. She's and right. Dan is my buddy, literally, this week on this trip in the Turks and Caicos.
That's right. I mean, we were living a pup song. But Dan is my buddy.
That's right. We'll have to have him play that maybe a little bit later on. But what do you think so far? This is our second time we've done this trip, and we had a great time last time. So far, how would you compare?
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think it gets better each and every time. And each and every dive is better.
Each and every dive. The conditions have been just amazing here in the Turks and Caicos. This is the best time of year to go diving in the Caribbean, and especially right here. Wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. It's warm water, clear visibility. I mean, it just can't be any better.
Yes. Now, what do you think? What have we seen so far that you thought was like, this was cool? And I know you're taking a lot of pictures as well.
Yeah, actually, the sharks. I mean, there are a lot of sharks, so you get a chance to see those, both nurse sharks and the reef sharks. A lot of marine life. I mean, you see a lot of the...
Betty's telling him to say something. Would you like to just say it?
So you just say it.
Now, where is her hand? That's what I want to know, because she like, I don't know.
Flamingo tongues.
Flamingo, yeah, he was taking pictures. Yeah.
Flamingo tongues.
Yeah, and that is...
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, but your lips were moving, and I was trying to understand what you were saying.
And yeah, they've been married a few years, and this kind of stuff happens after, you know, so many years of marriage.
And her lips are moving.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The mermaid puppet has been making her... presence known here on the Live Aboard. And you know, we did this photo shoot for Pup underwater, and that was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought that was really exciting because there he was down there trying to strum the guitar and sing without any air.
And he managed to pull it off.
He did.
You know, I don't know how he sounded, but he might have been a little flat. I don't know. We'll have to...
And there was nearly a wardrobe malfunction. Almost, because he had the weights in the pocket of his shorts. And as he was ascending, the shorts were not.
Well, not really. The song he was doing that Pants on the Ground song from America's Got Talent or something. So I don't know. We're working on a video from this trip that will feature Pup singing underwater, as well as the mermaids and that kind of thing. So we'll see. But it's been a great trip.
And you were strumming the guitar yourself at the safety stop.
I was trying to fake it, as I usually do, and we'll see how those turn out. We got some unique pictures so far, and we're just not even halfway through our little adventure yet, you think?
It's going to get better. It's going to get better as the week goes on. It's fantastic.
Yes, and it's an honor to have these folks on board. You know, to have Dan and his wife Betty is a treat because, you know, not only do we get to dive with them and have them on board just as our dive buddies, but you've been nice enough to put on little presentation in the evening to educate the divers and make them safer, hopefully, in the ultimate goal. Is the ultimate goal of them, right?
Exactly. It's always good to be on a boat like this with people who are already experienced and safe divers in themselves.
Yes. And then he's talking about the other people, not necessarily my group, but with you take the good with the bad, right there, Dan?
Yes, you have to.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Dan Orr and Betty on board, and just one of the many bonuses of going on a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, of course, we mentioned the mermaids. And Lizzie, what do you think? Is this something you would do again, just based on what you've experienced so far?
Yeah, I really hope I have the opportunity to do something like this again.
Where would you want to go? The same place?
I certainly wouldn't mind coming back to the same place.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just come back here, stay forever.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a start.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
We dive at 5. You know, we actually do that on Friday morning. They do this dawn dive that I can't wait to hear all about. because I'll be sleeping. I just won't make that one. But it's an awesome awesome dive, so I'm told. I just like to catch up on my sleep on these liveaboard trips. And that's just me. You know, other people want to do every dive. Other people want to focus on underwater photography. It just kind of depends on what you're into and that kind of thing. And that's the beauty of doing a liveaboard adventure. You get to cater it to how you see fit. What do you think, Pup?
I think it's absolutely incredible. This is my first liveaboard, and I promise you it will not be my last.
Now, if it's up to you, that may be the case. But I don't know. You got to quit, you know, flashing or mooning people. You lost your drawers on your photo shoot or something. What happened there?
Well, I had a wardrobe malfunction, as Janet Jackson would say.
Very nice. And we were actually trying to shoot an underwater picture for your next CD, right? Like an album cover.
Exactly. But please don't say very nice again.
What do you mean?
I mean, you saw my ass. That's not very nice.
I didn't see it. That was on the other side. It was the other people watching. I was watching from the front side. Everybody else got the show. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, but we were at the gully. And that's not code word for his, you know. That was actually one of the dive sites they have here. But yeah, it happens. And, you know, you just have to go with the flow, as they say. But as far as the diving is concerned, you just had a ball, right?
The diving's been absolutely spectacular. It's the first time I got to play guitar underwater. This is definitely a stellar trip. A lot of firsts.
Right. Now, what about working one of these boats? You think you have what it takes?
I've been trying to figure out how to stow away on this one, to be honest with you.
Well, what about the person to your left? She could help you out, you think?
Why do you think I have my arm around her?
Well, I didn't notice. You do. What do you think? Could he pull this off? Could he work here on this boat with you?
I think he probably could. We are looking for some onboard entertainers right now to entertain the crew at night.
Okay, now that sounded like you want him to do a lap dance or something.
Now that is not at all.
She's like, show me his. She's like, pup, show me your gully again. I'm feeling it. But this type of crew that we have on board, having the music and the mermaids, that's a little outside the norm for what you see week in and week out here on board, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit outside what we usually have.
But you're not complaining.
No, lots of fun.
It just breaks up the monotony, I guess, a little bit, assuming there is any. It probably changes week to week. It just depends, right?
Week to week, no matter what.
Never change. What does it take, though, to be able to deal with, you know, this twisted group of divers like you have on this week?
Definitely a sense of humor.
Okay, that helps. Yeah, all right. What else?
You guys are a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun having you guys on board. Nice crew, nice people to hang out with.
All right. So it's just as far as the, you know, having the flexibility to just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a must in this job.
Now, would you recommend it to someone who wanted to get into the dive industry? Someone like Pup. You know, I mean, if he wanted to pursue more a dive professional you know, mode of support as opposed to the entertainment thing. I mean, this is a good way to pay a few bills and get some real good dive industry experience, isn't it?
If you like working hard, long hours, and cleaning toilets, absolutely.
Okay. What do you think, Pop?
I think, quite honestly, the crew has been absolutely outstanding. I can't imagine anyone have a better experience. I know this is all our winners, but I quite honestly feel like we won because what a great group of people to hang out with for a week.
There you go. No doubt about it. And I know, you know, Lizzie is actually a dive instructor. And I keep going back to her because this could be like in your future, you think? You could be working on a boat like this someday, you think?
Well, I really like the vacation side of things, I decided, so.
Okay, you like everything you've experienced on the liveaboard with the exception of the cleaning of the heads and that kind of thing that she mentioned?
Exactly, and I like to sleep when I want and eat whatever I want and dive only when I want to.
Okay, well, you may have spoiled her a little bit too much on this trip for her to pursue this opportunity as a dive professional. But it is a great way to get dive experience. If, say, you want to do this and eventually maybe someday, what, would you open your own dive shop maybe? Is that what your ultimate goal is down the road maybe? Or you'll just take over the company from Clay?
I'm not sure Clay's ready to give up the company quite yet, but probably open my own dive shop sooner or later. Not quite yet.
Yeah, but this gives you a little bit of everything to kind of handle the day-to-day operations of what goes into running a fine oil diving machine, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, so who knows? I think you could do this, though, Lizzie. Come on. Then we could come back and visit you and make your life hell, just like we're making her life hell this week.
True, I'll be the one baking the cookies.
Yes, okay, so she'll work with Stan. Who is, by the way, he's a world-class chef, isn't he, guys? Food on this boat is just second to none. And I swear, every time I come on this boat, at least 5-10 pounds of quality fat are added to my frame. And it's just good stuff. I mean, it's great food. Pup, you're not complaining, are you?
Oh, it's awesome. Beyond awesome.
And as far as what we've seen so far, has it been the sharks that's been the standout to you as well?
The sharks have been awesome. I literally had a nurse shark adopt me today as its mother. It was incredible. It literally parked underneath me and let me pet it for like 10 minutes. It was incredible.
That was quite unique. They had some very friendly nurse sharks that Pup bonded with in ways that, you know, I don't know if they saw his gully and that's what turned him on. And the next thing you know, who knows? But time will tell. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Stay close. We're just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.